Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Greg, and he sent me a donation telling me to keep up the good work, which I will do. A while back there was a hashtag called Gym Weirdos, trending on TikTok, that had received over 2 million views. It's basically women recording their experiences with guys looking at them at the gym. The idea is to film guys in the act when they're spying on them. Meanwhile, many of these so-called creepy guys are either worried for the woman's safety if she looks like she's lifting a lot of weight, or they're wondering why her camera looks like it's filming them. The women afterwards spin the narrative that he was a creepy man looking at her, and the guy has no way to defend himself. Maybe his family, friends, girlfriend, or employer sees the video, and then they think he's an awful male, and I wouldn't be surprised if some of these men started losing their jobs over this. What if men started doing the same thing to women? We would get thrown out of the gym and the police would arrive. So you can clearly see there's a major double standard here. It's not about actual offenses, it's about perceived offenses. This kind of reminds me of a bar in Australia where they would police men if they stared at women for more than a few seconds. There were people the women in the nightclub would go to and get the so-called staring men out of the club, with zero proof. But this is different because they have supposed proof, but it's hard to tell what's going on here. Many guys are going to do what they do during Me Too in the office place. They're going to stop interacting with women altogether. They'll pair up with workout buddies as a so-called chaperone. If that doesn't work or they don't want to risk getting canned from work because of some random TikTok video at the gym, they might start buying home gyms. But under the current business model, gyms need both male and female demographics of clients to survive. What I would do if I was running a gym is exactly what Tinder does by giving away free gold memberships to uber-attractive males. I'd give them free memberships to the gym. That would attract women there. I would also police the unattractive males and find ways to discourage them from ever showing up. The reason is because I would want to have 90%+ of my clients women, and the other 5-10% the hottest males out there. That way there would always be a half a dozen of the best looking men, and dozens if not hundreds of women to swoon over them. We need to stop looking at female nature as a negative all the time and start looking at it as an opportunity. I would tell the guys it's a gym that caters to a high ratio of attractive women to a much lower number of attractive males. Not sure if doing that would be legal, but I'd hire a couple of women to go around complaining about the unattractive guys looking at them, and that would discourage many of them. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to give free gym memberships to a bunch of chads and kick out all the chuds out of your gym clown world show. Maybe I should go talk to some gym owners and consult with them to bring those free attractive males in. Every business should focus on that. Jack up the prices for incels and every other male, or discourage them from being customers somehow. I know you're just begging for a discrimination lawsuit here, but if you're a coffee shop, offer free coffee to the most attractive men, but only between certain times for each man. That way you have a steady stream of chats coming in, and the women will notice. Just basic coffee and nothing too deluxe or special. If I was a man treated as a second-class citizen at a gym, I would start seeking out alternatives. I would build a home gym or go to some place that's dark, dirty, and always plays loud music. A place that would still be welcoming to women, but they wouldn't want to go there, because it's poorly lit and smells like an old gym sock. But we all know what women want. They invaded the weight room, which was once almost an exclusively male space. And now they want all the creepy-looking guys to work out at home, and only the best-looking guys that are permitted to look at them may remain. That's why I think there's going to be a boom in home gym equipment in coming years. If I was selling equipment, that's one of the talking points I would use with my clients. We all know the game. When an unattractive man that's not up to a woman's standards looks at her and other people see him looking at her, it signals to other women and men that her value in the sexual marketplace is lower. because she is accepting his male gaze. Women need to police who's looking at them at all times, and make sure that only the most attractive men have eyes for her, and everyone sees that. But now they've gone a step further and weaponized the social media surveillance state to policemen and shame them, even if they aren't doing anything wrong. I bet you that woman at the gym, I can't even remember her name, would never have made that video if the guy behind her was 6'6" and in the top few percentage points in the look scale. Then she would have filmed him in the background and made commentary later about how attractive he was instead. But she ended up apologizing for shaming him because she was also apparently an OnlyFans model and needed to apologize because I'm sure what happened was that many of her pay piggies.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Simps on that platform began to unsubscribe from her, so it was damage control as things backfired on her. I guess someone should have told her that you don't insult men if you make money from men for a living. The same types of guys that she gets money from could have been shamed by her. At the end of the day, the whole gym weirdos hashtag is all about women wanting incels and undesirables gone from the gyms. Funny enough, if many men fear going to the gym, they'll stop working out, and they might even start looking awful. Then many of them will become even bigger incels because they can't look smax by lifting at the gym. Then they might even be more invisible to women than they already are. Women can shame men all they want by calling us creepy, but they are systematically removing men's ability to shame them. We can't call them fat or that's hate speech. There were women fighting back against being called bossy a number of years ago. It's not enough to go your own way from women. You have to go your own way from most public spaces altogether. After all, when you're in your own home or bedroom alone, it's hard to get a false allegation thrown your way. You can work out all you want and not have to worry about your privacy being violated because a woman claims that you were looking at her weird. The trajectory we're going on, men in the West are going to have to wear shrouds over their heads that'll look like burkas or look down at our feet at all times to avoid being shamed and publicly humiliated by the women. Forget about Big Brother. We got Big Sister watching us everywhere, and she doesn't even have to catch us doing anything wrong. Simply by looking at her camera while she's filming you is enough to label you as creepy and ruin your life. Women invade one male space after another. This is nothing new. But eventually I'm predicting that most of us are going to retreat into virtual AI-generated worlds where women won't be able to follow us, and thus they won't be able to receive pleasure from supposedly putting us in our place. They won't be able to destroy our lives because all women have to be believed. That woman at the gym was relying on pay piggies to make a living, but the next woman probably won't, and women should test us and have to enter all male spaces. In response to what was going on, I saw one man on Twitter sharing a video where he started flexing in the camera, when a woman was clearly taking footage of him. Guys now know the game. I'm guessing that many will either avoid the angle that the camera is filming them at, or they're just going to start doing some dorky looking things in the background. Then women will complain that men are ruining their workout videos. They'll probably try and get them thrown out for that instead. I'm sure some guys will walk up to the woman filming and ask her to turn the camera off. Others might pull out their own phones and start filming her while she's filming them, and start talking on camera that this woman might be trying to shame him as a creepy guy at the gym. That's the difference between men and women. We will each do something completely unexpected in a situation like that, because we adapt to all sorts of tomfoolery. Given that some men will fight back, this will actually make women weary about filming guys at the gym altogether. So maybe we don't have to build our home gyms after all. But I think we should. Women crave drama, and that's why they're doing what they're doing. They enter male spaces and try to evoke an emotional reaction from us for their own amusement. In this case, that's part of it. And I think the other part is that they don't want men that they think aren't worthy of them being in the same place as they are. Just in case a Chad they really want sees Chud looking at her and thinks that she's not worth approaching because that's social proof that she's not good enough for him. That's how women think. For them, perception is everything. When I was in high school, one guy played a massive prank on a girl. He went around telling everyone that she was his girlfriend, but she wasn't. He was good-looking and built, but he had zero interest in her. Most of the guys thought that they were a thing, and the girls knew better. But it still wrecked her dating prospects because the other guys didn't want to get together with her, because they didn't want to deal with the potential of physical altercation with the guy. She even got her friends to approach him and tell him to stop telling everyone that she was his girlfriend. That was basically locker room talk out in the open. Women don't like the chads boasting about being with them and how easy they are because it wrecks their prospects with other men. Remember that if you have a much higher sexual marketplace value than her and tell everyone that you smashed her, they have no reason to doubt you. So they'll think that you're telling the truth. And it could really mess up her dating, relationship, and work life. I guess I'm trying to give you guys a one way to fight back against the women that shame men at the gym. But enough of my ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Greg for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women want unattractive men gone from gyms in case someone thinks that they're together. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that try and push men out of the most public spaces until the only men remaining are the hottest 5% away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.